things are kind of chill. But sometimes they try to pull on your hair and shit like that. Well, they want to push stuff in. Wait, your
is
hair.
This primary or second?
This is secondary
school.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're joking, right?
No, bro. What are you talking about? They try pushing pencils and stuff in your hair. Right? They're getting their cards. They're using their cards. Like, oh, look, I can go through it. I'm like, listen, these don't want to get... See, but the thing is, if I'm now... Okay, so the teachers are also racist, right?
Bro, I went to school with teachers, not white people.
Yeah, but...
Never once.
But everyone wasn't white. That's the difference.
Like he was the only white black kid in the whole year.
Yeah.
Do you mean the only black kid in your year?
2 years above. There's maybe like one other Asian person.
I hear that.
So in your 1 year, you had more black kids in your whole year than in his whole school. Plus, if you had a second, if you had a...
Did you have any black teachers?
Yeah.
We didn't have no black teachers. They were all white and they hated black people.
Yeah, that's mad. That's crazy work.
Yeah.
Because imagine how they're doing.
A scale of like, so one time I said something, one time I was like, why don't you go back to where you come from? I was like, sorry, sir. He's like, oh, you heard me. I was like, bruh. So obviously I told my mum would complain to the board. Did nothing about it.
Mad. Because right? They're the same people, isn't it? It's the same people. They're going to be like, what? It's different from people.
Nah, this is mad. This is crazy work.
This is how it is.
You're not taking this serious.
I think you're behind the chair. Probably behind the chair. Or about yours, but yeah, deep the piano is there.
Yeah, we'll find her. There's not many places to hide in this.
Right. We're back.
Small little facility. Okay, cool.
So my week's just been work week, normal work week. But you two, how you been?
My week has been a self-discovery week.
Self-discovery?
Yeah, man, that's all I've been doing this whole week, man.
It was well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what actually caused me to just dive into self-discovery because I had plenty of time on my hands. So I was just sitting around doing nothing, weren't working or anything through the week. So I was like, all right, cool, I got some spare time. What to do? I might as well do something productive. So I've just been diving into self-discovery, looked at human design a lot as of recent.
So human design?
Yeah. So it's basically a breakdown of like, kind of, how do I explain this? Easiest way to explain this. It's a breakdown of your psyche and just you as a person, like what calls to you, what comes to you, what comes easy, ways to like manifest things, that's easier ways to manifest. Like, so I'm like a non-specific manifester, for instance. So if I'm like one of those people that, I'm going to explain, don't worry. Cause I know that's like,
I was like, what?
What does that mean? Cause even until like the other day, I was like, what the hell does that mean?
I was like, I'm meant to know this.
Yes. Nah. This ain't something you obviously can get to know. I'll definitely say anybody who's looking to understand themselves better, definitely look into your human design, my human design. They've even got an app now. They've got apps now that can break it down. You can have audio play. We ain't sponsored by them, by the way. Just genuinely, it's actually good for you. It's going to help with self-discovery and so forth. But long story short, it was unspecific manifestation or non-specific manifestation is basically where you see how some people will sit there, meditate, visualize, think about the exact thing they want, when they want it, how they want it, and so forth. And they'll paint like this very vivid picture. Think of like Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey wrote out his own, he got a check, because back then he used checks, and he got a check and he wrote out his check, put the date of the date that he anticipated to have that check land on his thing. So he's manifesting that to happen on this specific day. Little behold, years later, that check he keeps in his wallet, years later, obviously that check ends up smaller and smaller, broken down through the wear and tear and so forth. And on that specific date, he gets a check for that, a real check though, for that, because he done dumber and dumber. So it's like, so that's a specific manifestation.
Okay.
I'm non-specific. So how it comes to me easier is when I don't, like, I'm not like, here's my goal, and then I just allow it to happen.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm like, I got the goal, and then I just work towards it. If I track out every single step of the way and I'm like, I'm going to do this, it doesn't happen for me, or it takes a lot of turmoil for me to get to that point. Whereas it'll be a lot smoother if I just, here's their goal, and then we just allow and then we move towards the goal how I feel is the best way as we got come and go. That kind of makes sense.
And you found out all this week?
Yeah, there's been a lot of people found out this week, man.
Deep. I picked my head in the back of my head, I'm like, real, did you know, 1 week?
Yeah. A lot of self-discovery this week, do you know what I'm saying?
But, and what were you ill with?
Just literally a normal virus. It's a flu, bro.
I need to get ill more.
Nah, you don't. It's just, but that's also like,
discovery.
It's because I had that time. So like I deliberately set that time. And I was like, I've got a spare time. What am I going to do? And I was like, all right, cool. Well, I've got all these hours where I'm just laying around doing nothing. So I was like, I'm going to lay there. I'm going to think. I'm going to sit and contemplate.
We need more people.
unprocessed. I took myself, I deleted all the social media apps off my phone while I was ill. So I wasn't getting caught up with just social media jargon. I was like, I've got time for me to just kind of unwind and just process and just take in what you're taking. And then within that, you know, you're more open to certain things. And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. I should look into this. And I was looking into that. And then just and then I started looking into these things. I was like, oh, learning these things about myself. And then I started clocking it. Mm. And then that's why I say, like, my human design will break down a lot. So my human design breaks that down a lot. Like, breaks down the ins and outs of that. There's a load of other things that I'll break down as well. So I'll show you afterwards. We'll take a look. It's really, really interesting. Really, really, I'd highly recommend. Highly recommend. So that's literally been my week. It's been a beautiful, beautiful week. I can't lie, man. In that regard.
Like a really productive week when you're ill.
In that
when
regard.
When I'm ill, that's not what I'm doing. Jeez, man. I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but I'm just chilling out. I'm just recuperating. I'm like, this is a reason.
Mm.
When I'm ill, I'm usually because I'm burnt out and it's like, you need to just stop. Everything just needs to stop. You know what I mean? Get 3 days at least, just chill out and then I get back. But you that?
That was the same for me though. I was burnt out. That's why I ended up ill. So I was like, all right, cool. Well, what am I going? What do I?
But still, you're still learning, man. You're still working in a way. In a way, you're working on yourself. I hear that? That's kind of.
I guess so. That's I was just kind of like
ill and still want to have the drive to do that, man.
Yeah, because I was just like, what is this teaching me? Because that's what I asked, innit? I was like, what's this teaching me? And I was like, oh, so I'm looking for the lesson in. I was like, oh, this is teaching.
Okay, so you're teaching yourself that don't get burnt out again.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I'm starting to notice what the signs are more. Because like it's a reoccurring lesson for me where I work, burn out, get ill,
recover. So this isn't the first time.
So this is a repeating thing.
Makes more sense.
So I've seen like, it's not the first time where I've gone, I know that I've burnt out because I've done these things. And then now that I've burnt out, I end up ill. Okay, cool. So I'm like, all right, how can we stop that from being a reoccurring pattern?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, so where do we need to make adjustments? So what's the things that's showing up? That's like, what's the habits that you're showing up? So what's the things that's showing up to show you that you're about to burn out? What's the things that's showing up that's telling you need to slow down?
Figuring out the signs.
Yeah. I'm still figuring it out. That's why I burned out again, because it took longer for me to burn out this time, but I still burned out. It took longer for me to get ill this time, but I still got ill. So I still had to take that time.
Were you ill for as long?
No, not nearly as long.
That's a good thing. So there's progress.
There's a whole lot of progress. It's just so like...
You were less ill than what you were in the past.
Yeah. So there's definitely progress. And like I said, it took longer. So there's definitely progress in that way as well, which is good. But it's just like, okay, how can we master this? So it's not a reoccurring theme.
I was just laughing at
the theme. The cat in the background, didn't it? I knew what it was.
That's funny.
In the back, in the little shuffle of the cat. Come here. Even now, he's trying to get gone. He's like, nope.
No, but Darky, how you been?
Yeah, easy, man. Yeah, it's been a work week. Just
Monday's off.
Huh?
Monday's off.
Yeah. Yes.
Off.
See, you smile when I come when you thought about that. Yes. Monday's off.
100% there. It's nice. I think I only seen one person on the Monday last week.
Mm.
This week, I don't think I'm seeing anyone.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So a whole day of relaxation.
I think I'm off tomorrow as well.
Is it?
Yeah. Nice. I think so. I could get a last minute thing, but this moment in time, fingers crossed.
Fair enough.
But yeah,
I just had the week. I'm working 8 a.m. till I think it's 8 p.m. something like that. So we'll see how long into the night I can go. Gotta be done, man. Yeah, it's gotta be done. Gotta be done. One of them ones.
Yeah, man. So anyway, this week we wanted to have more of a lighthearted one. We got to chat about us, because I doubt really people, even if we've been doing I think it's for 12 episodes now, we haven't really spoken about us or anything really in depth.
That's a good point, you know.
Very true.
So you don't know who we are.
Nah, whoever's watching us has no idea really. It's just three people started chatting and putting a podcast together and people were just thinking, rah, man, they need to stop. They need to put the price of podcast equipment up. I've seen the messages, on TikTok.
Swear down, is that what people are saying?
It's funny, man.
That's jokes. I just see these.
I just like them.
To what clip? To what clips? I want to see what clips.
I can't
off
the top of my head like that.
Yeah, obviously. Show me. I want to see what clips.
Like, they need to make podcast equipment more expensive.
That's jokes.
Why people allowed to just have their opinion online?
Exactly what they're bantering.
Nah, but I'm just like, it's cool, man. And then what was it? There was another one that we were talking about boxing a while ago. And someone was like, I wouldn't even call you casualist boxing watchers. I was like, I don't even say I was like an aficionado or a professional kind of, what do they call it?
I said in that podcast episode, I am bored of the boxing scene, so I stopped watching it.
So whatever we were talking about there was from a person that barely watches it
anymore because he's bored. Although I am looking forward to the Ben fight.
Oh, Conor Ben. Yes, Conor Ben.
And that's what we were talking about.
You see how this madness is happening? Yeah. We predicted that. We were on here talking about, oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to have a good build up. But then look what's happening.
That fight's going to be serious.
We're not even casuals.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not. You're not even lying. I'm a boxer hater now. Yeah, boxer scene is dead. Yeah. Other than a few fights,
even
which
like
I said.
The Javonte fight, as I say, all
dead.
That, I was like, I didn't even say, I'm not staying up until 5, 6 a.m.
To watch his nonsense.
I'm watching Riyadh season at best.
Yeah.
And then that's about it nowadays.
I think the heavy
stayed up in the days for Mayweather and that, but we're not staying up anymore.
For these fighters, nah. If the fighters were good, I'd stay up to watch them. But these fighters are just, what? I think the whole heavyweight scene was rubbish for a while, even with like Anthony Joshua and all the rest of it. I used to back it because Anthony Joshua is from the ends. It's from from the UK, brother from the UK and all the rest of it. So I used to watch all his fights just for that reason, just showing love and support. But I can't lie, that era of boxing was boring for the heavyweights. I missed the days of where heavyweights were going in there and it was a brawl. It was a strong, he was like, this looks like a bunch of heavyweights fighting.
Mm.
I missed those days.
There was a snippet of that in the recent fight with AJ and what's his name? What's the baller guy? Dubois.
Oh, Dubois. Yeah.
The way he came about
but that's his style of fighter.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like he's progressing quite well.
Yes.
And even his last fight against, what's his name? Usyk.
Mm-hmm.
He did give Usyk a little bit of trouble, do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Whereas most of our heavyweights haven't really. It was just dances around him.
It's bad to mark.
So I'd like to see a rematch between Dubois and Usyk. Maybe Dubois has a couple other fights.
Okay.
So get some other people, get a bit more experience,
to go handle someone like Usyk.
Yeah. That's if Usyk stays around that long.
That's what I was about to say next.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Because he might just feel like, I've done everything now and I'm just traumatized.
I'm getting... But yeah, I hear it. But that's what you said, snippets though. Within that fight, there were snippets of that. Mm. I don't want snippets. I want that from start to finish.
You want them lasting the whole 12 rounds like they used to do.
How they used to run. Real warriors stepping into them rings. Not saying these men aren't real warriors, because boy, Lord knows they are.
Stepping in the ring to do their work.
But not even I'm not stepping in the ring to do their work.
I wouldn't even
I couldn't do their work.
That's it.
Like, you could.
If I train, but
that's what your whole point. They train, so that's why they're there.
Okay, in that regard,
I'm not the person that I'm within my soul.
Oh, okay,
I wouldn't even want to go and do the training to go
handle. I can't take that away from them. Like, they're not saying that they're not talented beings and they're not strong people or talented fighters. Can't take that away from them. I just don't enjoy the sport and the art of boxing, and compared to how it used to be. How it used to be was just a lot. Anyway, it resonated a lot more with me.
You think that's because there's a bit more variation in different martial arts and stuff that you can see now? So you think it's kind of taken a little bit of made a dulling effect?
Not for me. Not, no.
You still just see it's boxing, as they say, as a gentleman's form of martial arts. So gentleman's violence. That's what they kind of attune it to.
It's violence.
When you think it's like, yeah, it's violence, but it's, you know.
Oh, because you're using only
just two hands. You know what I'm saying?
Like, two hands.
Whereas you've got mixed martial arts where they're elbow man on the floor. You know what I'm saying? It's completely different. But both violence.
But you're not allowed to do it between 12 and 6. You can't.
Yeah,
do
we don't see that.
But you can come down, though. You can come down.
You can't do 12 and 6 or something like that. Nah, man, it's illegal.
I think it's a good question. Me personally, no, because I've been watching martial arts from as long as I can remember. Yeah. So I've had that influence of all martial arts, which is why that's why I found my love for boxing.
Right.
That's why I loved watching boxing growing up, because it was just like another sport to watch and enjoy, or another martial art to watch and enjoy and to appreciate. So it was never there was never that like comparison. There was always that comparison, but there was never that comparison at the same time,
right?
Because I understand that each martial art is its own martial art. Mm. It is its own art style. So you have to give room for that and allow that. So yeah, there was never really that comparison for me. So no, I would say no. I just enjoyed the sport for the sport.
Oh, good.
Hello. Hey, you feeling confident?
Trust.
Yeah.
Hey, you feeling confident? Say, yo.
Now you saw that one on the camera.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that was
good little feature of the cat and that.
Oh, so this week I was going to say, we was going to talk about really like growing up in Luton. Mm-hmm. How it's going to be different to everyone with these pods that you usually see people growing up in London or city life and like that. So ours is going to be a bit different.
Yeah.
And growing up in school, because my schooling is not going to be the same. It's definitely not going to be the same as nowhere near as yours and yours.
Yeah, different.
It's completely three different people.
Boroughs, different environments. We all
got to the kind of the same place, not in life, but we're here. I was going to tell you, I start filming to you.
Go on, yeah. What's school like saying for you then? What was the relationship like? Or
where do you want to start? How young, primary?
What comes to mind?
That's the best my main schooling life is secondary, high school as we call it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't really remember too much from primary school.
Why?
Well, I think it's because it wasn't plain in your face racism, but it was undercover racism.
Okay.
But I don't like the word racism. Okay. I think it's a flawed word, as I've mentioned to Jamie before. I may not have said it to you, because we're all the same race, in my opinion, in my head. And I've always thought we're a human race, taught human race. So why the hell is it racism when we're all the one race? You're being different forms of derogatory, colorism and stuff like that. I've always kind of thought in my head when people say you're being racist, I'm like, but we are human race. It's different color to you. That's really what you're being more. So that's colorism, what I thought it was, or derogatory to culture. Anyway, that's what a lot of my school was, I'm thinking. They didn't really understand my backgrounds or African backgrounds and different, like, so they kind of forced you into what it had to be, and we were all Catholic.
Okay. You know what I mean?
I went to a Catholic school. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to go church on certain days and you're going to learn certain RE lessons, and this is what your life is going to be based around. You're going to be taught to prepare for your Holy Communion. Then you're going to be taught the next stage is confirmation and so on and so forth. And my day-to-day schooling life was, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. When I'm just trying to express myself and trying to figure out what I'm doing and this, that, the other as a child, and I'm beefing with other people, instead of being told, don't do that, you're just getting slapped into isolation or broken up and you're not nothing explanation. So that's what kind of my primary school I remember. But secondary school is when I really come into my own, found the people that I, to be fair, I didn't go to secondary school with many people from my primary school at all. It was like I've left majority of them behind, or they were on the other side of the year to me and I didn't really chat to them too much, the people I was with, innit? So it was like a fresh start, in my opinion. I could just say, oh, blank slate, come in here and just be who I want to be. Kind of get judged for.
It's easier when you're not got the old ties.
Judge for the stuff I've been done in
the past and the rest.
However, little did I know, obviously I'm being naive, you're going from Catholic school to Catholic school. They know. They talk to each other. Then people That's go it. Church with each other.
The head teacher
from your school goes up to the head teacher in their school and has personal chats with them, because there's not many coming, well, there are a lot coming from you, but you can have a chat about each individual child before they step into the school, so they know what they're coming with.
Right.
And then before that, I had previous family in that school and I have current family in that school. So everything is tied in. So when I've come in there, I won't say I got a target in my back, but they know who I am.
So
they're already prepared. So I couldn't get away with nothing. I wasn't a bad you, but I was a sly, conniving, get away with stuff. You won't catch me kind of you.
If I get away with it, it never happened.
That's what I was taught though.
If I get away with it, it never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, like, I've broken the law, but did you find out? So no, I never broke the law.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, them kind of things, isn't it? So, and you got no proof. So why are you coming with me for? And I was stone cold looking your face and I know I've done it. But you ain't going to find out.
And you know I've done it.
But you know I know.
No evidence, no nothing. So why are you coming here for? Go back to class and go and teach your class. I won't do all that. I won't bad breed like that. But so secondary school was like, I met a whole new bag of man to friends with. It started off rocky when I was on the buses. So we have three buses to go to Cardinal Newman. And I got bullied a little bit on the bus for my teeth being a bit mash up. So I had to get braces come year 8, I think it was. But anyway, people that I chatted to for a while in school, like Demi and these man, I might get them on the pod in the future, but you never know. These man there, they were like, "Rah, your teeth are mashed up, this, that, the other." I was like, "Rah, I'm going to have to start being a bit stronger." I didn't start that way. I just like, affirm it. I'm like, "All right, say no more, man." Because I was smaller. I hit a growth spurt in year 9.
Okay.
I was like 5'1 up until year 9-ish, 5'2 max. And then from year 9 upwards, I got to 5'10, 5'11, finished off around about 6 in college times. But yeah, man, I was small. Demi's, these men are Nigerians.
Mm.
The man that eat different.
That's it, yeah.
The man that built different.
Built different. The man that bigger from year seven. I'm looking at these men, I'm like, oh. Athlete. So yeah, I had to firm that for a little bit, but then we became boys and that was all my people. And Posta was in there as well, who's been on the pod before. Year seven was kind of figuring out my brethren through football, sports and this, that, the other. And year eight was the best year. Year eight and year nine was the best year. You could just do anything. Stupidness. Because you didn't have to worry about, no really big exams were coming up.
Right.
And teachers didn't really give a toss about you for some reason in year eight, because you're not newcomers into the school. You kind of know your way around. You're not having SATs yet, so they're not really trying to focus on you for exams.
Mm-hmm.
And then year 10's preparing for year 11, and obviously year 11's about to be year out. So year eight, had my feelers on. I had a little note in the back of my book because my mum said I can't be asked to buy him those school shoes year, because mashed them up from last year. Times got a little bit hard, and then I mashed up my school shoes come like Christmas, so feelers were on my feet. Note in the back of the book. Anytime teacher I tell me to say, yeah, read that. Let's keep it moving. But yeah, they had that. School football team was cold that year. We went far in the nationals, this, that, the other. And then I was just got into Luton Town football time at that time around right there. So that's when I was cold at football and I thought I was the dog's bollocks and all these things and that. But year nine, EDL started to come around.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
We had it live and direct, bro.
So yeah, year nine, this is when the Tommy Robinson kind of thing
movement happens.
The movement started to gain traction, because every year that we're in, well, not you, you're a year behind it. My year that I'm in is the year that it is. So if it's year seven, it's 2007. If I'm year eight, it's 2008. If it's year nine, it's 2009. So it's easy to remember what times it is for me.
Yeah.
So 2009 is when it starts to have a bit of movement and rumbling. I think it's 2010-11 is when it really starts to move around in Luton before it starts to go national later on and blah, blah, blah. But 2009 was when it's Luton known and people are like, nah, I'm trying to join this. And olders like the pub man, I was gonna say. I was gonna say pub type of man. I'm thinking, yeah, this is my country. I'm gonna keep my country the way it is. I don't want it changing and this, that, the other. So their children are the ones that go into my school. A lot of Catholic kids and that go to my school. They live around here. They live around this area. So when I used to catch the bus to go to school and that, the man was there. So it got a bit techie in year nines and that. So this is when I used to catch the bus with them for all the time from year 7, 8, 9. I used to catch with them, and them used to be on that bus. But then they man switched over to another bus. We call it the black bus, the 828. That's where all the black kids were on. I can never figure out where that bus route was to get it in the morning, but I always could get it on the way home. Because it would go past town and then past Matalan. What it used to do is, before you could do it, it used to take a right by the hardware calf down in town and then go that way and up Farley Hill. Do you understand what that is?
Yeah.
Obviously, people ain't going to know where we're talking about. It's Luton. Yeah. But yeah, that's where it used to go. But now you can't turn right that way. But anyway, back in those days, I didn't know where it was going to pick up in the morning. So I'd have to catch the bus at the bottom of my road where all these men would already be on the bus from Farley Hill.
That's long.
So I'm coming on there. And then I had a few of the man them that were in my year that were gaining rumblings of the EDL feeling. And then they were trying to beef me and they were in my year. So I'm like, I'm getting from both sides. Pause. That is a gentle pause. But
but you said it, so it's all right. We didn't catch him out.
That's a genuine pause. I'm not trying to do none of that business. Yeah, I'll explain why we're here. We've got a new thing that we're going to bring onto the pod. That we do it in the studio, just in a normal thing when we're in here and just baking. We call it the pause board. Yeah, so we're trying to bring back the English language. You see how all of the man that everything is pause this, pause that, why for this, why for that. When it's a genuine pause or a genuine why, we accept it.
All right.
You get me? We accept it. But when you start just using anything, pause this, pause that, why for this? Are we looking at you like, bro, what is up with your language, bro? Fix yourself up.
Yeah, get your brain out of the gutter.
Because what you're saying isn't a pause.
Right.
So your brain is mash up.
That's what I'm saying. Get your brain out of the gutter, bro.
So we got the board. At the moment, it's behind the camera, behind Fee. So we're going to bring it in probably a couple of weeks' time. I'll sort it out. We'll get a smaller one so I can put it on the wall or something. And it's going to be, if you still genuine pause and you catch yourself, you're free of charge. You're good. You're calm. But if it's a pause and you miss it, tick. If it's a pause and it's not, didn't need to be a pause, tick.
Okay.
You see the one for the studio?
So how do you know if it's one that you didn't need to be? Does it have to get voted like now?
Yeah. Everyone looks at you, yeah? When you know it happens, isn't it? People are going to look at you and be like,
what are you saying pause for?
Really?
Really?
They're going to be like, come on. And then if I start going like this and you start like giving back chat back and everyone's saying, no, it's definitely a tick because other people have backed the tick already.
Yeah, cool. I'm gonna bring
that in probably a week or two when I get smaller because that one's,
with it.
It's got a fair few names on it from the people in the stew. So yeah, that one's going. But the forfeit for the one in the stew is a 3-5 at the end of the month.
Oh, you got to do what?
If what person who has got the most amount of ticks on the board has to put a 3-5 at the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah. So we won't have the same forfeit for the pod when I get it sorted. So I have to think about forfeit. You really want to put a comment in it down below or any other shorts and that, yeah, just tell us what you would think a good forfeit is, isn't it? But yeah, we're going to get that into moved motion. But anyway, what was I?
Bombastic side eye already, you know. I know someone's gonna say some crazy stuff.
That was it. So the young man started to have a bit of an issue with us, so he got a bit techie, and then we had a cold fight, a real, real cold fight in that year 9 versus 10. All out brawl on the tennis courts, onto the grassy area and that. And then we had a split. Our school was a bit weird, so we had a grassy area right at the base of the hill. Then it had a porous pitch, which is like this broken rocks and mad kind of hardcore pitch. I don't know what this was. Stupid. If I could find a picture, I might just put a picture in the pod to kind of get an idea of it, innit?
I need an idea. Go on.
And then grass again. Mm. And then the tennis courts was at the top. So it was split into those areas. Mm. And that's how each year used to be split in. It wasn't anything like the school itself put it into place. It was like kids' law. Mm. Like, don't come in this territory. This is the year 8's territory, year 9's territory, year 11 and blah, blah, blah. So our ends was a tennis court. We should share it with the year 11s of that time. So we're year 9 and year 11. Mm-hmm. And they weren't there at the time. I think they were in their GCSE exams. Mm. So their man thought, yeah, we're going to come up on this turf and try to run things while these men are in tests and try beef you, man. We're not having that, man. Our year was on smoke. We always had ready for anything at any time, bro. Even if I'm not the type of road man or people that wanted to fight with us, like, back the thing.
Yeah, you know what
I
mean? Yeah,
and if you got man like me, there's plenty of man like me in my year, unfortunately for you. So that fight was fun.
Yeah.
It was one of the funnest fights. I got excluded in that. It's the only time I've been excluded in the school, innit?
I swear.
And they got back to my mum before I could even tell her. The school was snitching.
They made sure. They made sure. Quick.
So I got home and I had scratches on my face and that. My nan was just like, what happened to your face and that? And I was like, oh, we had a fight. She goes, mate, did you win? I was like, yeah. She goes, that's all right. That's good. my granddad the same thing, isn't it? So you know how that generation is. Everyone's there, they don't really mind. So they were like, as long as you win the fight.
It's
genuine. It's genuine, isn't it? You didn't start the thing. That's what it was about my family. As long as I didn't start the thing, it's good.
You weren't fighting for no reason and you won. Cool. Exactly. What are you going to talk about? Go about your business.
Exactly. So when my mom got home though, she was like, you got anything to tell me? And I was like, well, she goes, you've been excluded. I was like, what? Is that her?
Oh,
how do you know that? Yeah. I don't even know that. Yeah. Because the school already rang me to tell me what's happened. They're sending me a homework pack and this, that, the other. I was like, raw. These men, they're quick.
They sent a homework pack?
Homework pack for the exclusion and that. Because I was away for 3 days or something. Mm. Stupid, as if that makes any difference. Mm. But yeah, that happened in year 9. Between year 9 and 10 for the EDL times. And it kind of just got gradually worse. Year 11s at the time, they weren't our protectors. But they were the year that we were a combo.
Mm.
We come as a package. You beef us, you beef them, and vice versa.
Yeah, because
I had bare family members and other people who had family members in that year and stuff like that. So when they left, they thought the year below them, the EDL man thought, yeah, we can do things now, we can run things. And plus the man them in our year thought they had backing as year 11 and thought, yeah, we're going to do this. So we had another brawl in that year, and that was another fight. So I didn't get scooted for that one, though. Mm. But that was mad. So that was my schooling life, to be fair. And with the teachers, with me, I'm too sly. I'm a sly guy, as I said from the beginning. Like, if you're going to try and catch me out, you're going to have good evidence to catch me out a lot of the time. Okay. So I was covering my tracks. I'm my only child. So I got nobody else to try and fend for myself. Brothers and
to look after you and help you.
I've got me to look
for you under the bus.
Only, innit? So I had all the ways, all the different avenues. I'll lay traps over here. So if you, traps. I'll send you this way. So just in case you get too close to me, I'll be like, I got something over there. I can just... You've unlocked my trap card and that way, you know what I mean? Stuff like that is cool. Stupid. But I wasn't necessarily the most popular person, but because I was good at sports and everything, I was never ever bullied. Mm-hmm. Never on the cards. And I had too many family members in school to ever have really issues that I had to sort by myself. unfortunately. Okay. I don't know how it's not necessarily a good thing to sound like people to fight my battles for me, but they were older and they always looked to me as like Fabian's the one that kicks the ball.
Instead of look after you.
He needs to be the one that has no distractions and stuff like that, because I was like semi-good. But the thing is, I was always been better at basketball. But this country doesn't really care for basketball. No, and I didn't really grow to the levels of basketball capabilities. If I was 6'2", 6'3", that would be lovely. I can't lie. That would be beautiful.
You reckon?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I think I would have pushed that.
Yeah.
Hit the growth spurt. Even if it was late as college, I probably would have carried on. But when you know when you're getting to the age 19, 20 and you're clocking out at 5'11", 6 foot,
yeah,
I'm not really trying to grind for that. I see Chris Paul and I'm like, that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a lot of work to be Chris Paul.
It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. I mean, over here in the UK though, the average height's smaller, so you got less of that issue.
We ain't got them hormone boosters.
Yeah, being pumped into our system since.
We've got none of them hormone boosters in our foods and all them rubbishes to be getting us.
The stuff that they can push into the animals over there and the food over there is different, isn't it?
Very true. Their regulations are so bad.
Yeah, but it's barely anything.
They're going like, yeah, we've got the FDA, but that. Those motherfuckers don't give a fuck.
At all, innit?
Yeah, that was good for you, man.
Great.
It's all right, different name.
They want warriors. They want like big people.
Mm.
Bigger ass people.
Yeah.
Is that the door?
Big country, big people.
I don't know, it's for bigger ass people in height or
size width. And just in general.
Because the width for going to just a beast country and they can keep pumping you with medicine.
True.
And then if you're big and muscly and you can run fast, you can get into the NFL bus.
You can entertain our people that's sitting around on the couches eating the food.
Yeah.
What size problems?
Proper things, so, right? But that's me. That's just in a nutshell. That's quick kind of overview of my school in life.
Sounds like it's kind of some mirror into what you had going on in your school with like some of the racism stuff.
Oh yeah, but mine was racist. I remember I was the only black kid in my year, so
yeah
that's mad.
I was going for high school, it's very different.
That's mad.
And I went to a school with, like I say, the majority of people were rich white kids, so they were very racist most days.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Yeah, so once you're around that all the time, you kind of know how these people are and how they operate. Oh, so like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Most different. Days are a bit like. So like most days, like, so some days I go in, it's usually okay. You know, things are kind of chill. But sometimes they try to pull on your hair and shit like that. What? They want to push stuff in.
Wait,
your hair.
Wait, is this primary or second?
This is secondary
school.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're joking, right?
No, bro. What are you talking about? They try pushing pencils and stuff in your hair. All right? They're getting their cards. They're using their cards. Like, oh, look, I go through it. I'm like, listen, these don't want to get... See, but the thing is, if I'm now... Okay, so the teachers are also racist, right?
Bro, I went to school with teachers, not white people.
Yeah, but...
Never once.
But everyone wasn't white. That's the difference.
Yeah. Like, he was the only white black kid in the whole year.
Yeah.
Do you mean the only black kid in your year?
2 years above. There's maybe like one other Asian person.
I hear that.
So
in your one year,
you had more black kids in your whole year than in his
whole school.
Plus, if you had a second... if you had a...
Did you have any black teachers?
Yeah.
We didn't have no black teachers. They were all white and they hated black people.
Yeah, that's mad. That's crazy work.
Yeah.
Because like, imagine how they do it.
The scale of like, so one time I said something, one time I was like, why don't you go back to where you come from? I was like, sorry, sir. He's like, oh, you heard me. I was like, bruh. So obviously I told my mum would complain to the board. Did nothing about it.
Mad. Because
right?
They're the same people, isn't it? It's the same people. They're going to be like, what? Hey, snitching on people.
Nah, this is mad. This is crazy work.
When you tell me when we're going through school, he's telling me about this. It's
30, 40 men in my year, black people, out of a year of 250 probably. So there's bare white people and there's bare a few other Asian men, isn't it? So I have enough of them, but not one of them ever dared to swipe.
That's because they'd have to deal with bare of you. There's a lot of you to have to deal with.
Who they getting rushed?
Yeah,
you can fight and crash out. It's fine. If I was to fight and crash out,
you're getting. I'm getting rushed.
Yeah, no. I'm not even getting rushed. I'll hold my own. I know that for a matter of fact. Because when I had to box a boy in his mouth, right? The rest were like, oh, if that was this guy, I was like, listen, we'll fight right now. They weren't on it, fam. Literally, it was a different. Yeah, I don't care how many of them was. I would have been biting them. Listen, I would have gone for eyes gouging. I would have done everything I could.
But it would have been fighting anyway because they weren't on it. They weren't on it.
From when they're acting bad, I was like, come on, let's fight. I put my foot down. I was like, let's fucking go then. If this was your other boy, you would have done something. Let's go. They're not on it.
Mad.
So it was completely different, right?
So they're
more of like a group kind of thing. That's how they went.
If we can get away with it, we're going to do it. But if we can't get away with it, we're not going
to
do it.
And if I was to fight, the teachers would blame me.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like,
straight
mine,
away.
Bro.
So they're taking Johnny their side never. Every time. So you're in the face, you're like, fuck. So I have to be like, okay, I just got to keep my head down and get through school. That's all it is. That's how I viewed school, innit? But even to the case of, like, we had a teacher called Mr. Lansdowne. So I was in one of his math lessons or something. I dropped my pencil on the floor, right? I'm doing the thing. I've got two pencils on my desk, one at the front, just, you know, writing through my page. I hit the pencil, it drops on the floor. He's like, C1. I'm like, sorry, sir, C2 for answering back. So I pick it up, C3 for disturbing the class. Like, these were common things that they would do. So any little thing that I'm doing, people are chatting next to me. I'm in a science lesson, right? People are chatting next to me. And I speak to my friend, and the teacher's like, oh, what's wrong with you? C1, this, that, the other. I'm like, but the whole class is talking. Who are you answering back? Da-da-da-da. So, like, these are penalizing you for bare things. And then at that point, I was like, you're fucking racist, bro. You know what I'm saying? And this was one of my favorite teachers at the school. Favorite? This was
one of my favorite.
He was a cold teacher. But he took that personally, innit? Maybe because I was right near the front, he thought he could hear me more than everyone else. But to me, I'm like, the whole class is making bare fucking noise. You're talking to me. And I've only just said a 1-2 word to this guy next to me, and I haven't even spoken loud. So that's why I said that. And then he was like, oh, no, we've got to take this seriously. He was the only one that actually, he looked like he was hurt from it. You know what I'm saying? But the rest of the teachers didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They're like,
thank you for the compliment. Yeah, you fucking monkey.
It's a verbal consequence. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They want that. They want you. They want that. They want you on it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You mean that's what swines, I never bro. Did.
Bro,
this is crazy. Bro, this is interesting, bro. This is just, could write books. Put memoirs down about this, bro. Just stop these men in.
Definitely, 100%.
But yeah.
Could you imagine that in the culture of today, though?
I had a couple of real friends, I'd say. So an Irish brother called Conor O'Reilly. Bless, bro. He's called Tom Toya. He was calm. But he was like 3/4 white, 1/4 black anyway. So I think maybe his little black side helped me out.
You know? Yeah.
A guy called Spencer Rush. He was a blessed brother. He was calm.
But just naming just out guy. In these people's governments.
Oh, these are who they are. My friend, Spencer Rush.
What a name. What a name, Spencer Rush.
And there was a couple other people like, you know, Connor and a couple of other Connors and stuff like that were blessed.
Calm.
That were okay, but the majority of them were not. And it's done very differently. So like the day that I had the boxes mute in his mouth, they were pushing this white girl into me. So we're standing in the queue, right? Going to get our lunch. They're pushing this girl into me. And then I was just like, she kept hitting into me. I was like, can you stop please? So I moved my position. So I go from that way into it. Same girl get pushed into me. I'm like, can you not stop? Then they all shout at me, stop being racist. I'm like, listen. And the thing is, on that day, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Most days, we noticed.
This is the one. Have I said this on the podcast before?
No.
Karen. So no, that day I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, right? So even when I got up, there was just something that wasn't right with me. And usually I'm calm and collected. But that day I was annoyed. I woke up annoyed. I got ready, got changed, left the yard. Mum even said the way I got up, left the yard after the fact. She was
bro,
like,
and then one's
it's
there.
It's crazy, bro.
I've already broken up a couple times like that, but we know the feeling.
It's completely different. So I go to school now, pushing this girl in the queue. So I go to the other side. Still pushing this girl. I'm like, listen, stop it. Stop being racist. Stop racist. It was mainly this guy, Seb Bugatti. Fuck you. And that kept pushing this girl into me. All right? Yeah, he's calm now. It's all done. We're kids.
We're kids now.
But that's right. Yeah.
That was the 15-year-old you there.
That stuff is done. You know what I'm saying? Big people now. But yeah, that happened. Stop being racist. Kept shouting out at me, and I was just like, okay, I'm getting pissed. And I remember there was this other. Can't remember his name. This guy. He was like, do you want me to swap? Get in between. And I was like. Nah, because I've told them 4 or 5 times now to stop doing this.
There needs to be a consequence.
And I said, I'm going to punch you in your mouth if you continue doing it.
You've been warned.
That's it. This is warned multiple times. Yes. Still did it. The next time
you deserve it.
I hit him in his mouth. Bust lip. Oh, I'm like, well, you lot pushed me over the edge. I woke up on the wrong side. Usually...
Bro, you still give them chances, bro. Yeah, you woke up vexed and still gave people chances. What are we doing here?
Bare chances, bro.
Yo, my patience was.
You deserve this, bro. Notch. That's top notch, bro. You woke up angry and still gave man chances, so you deserve it.
4 or 5 chances, and I had to box a man's mouth. But even then, I still got suspended for a day. The only reason I didn't get suspended for longer was because Miss Rooney, my homeroom teacher, she knew who I was. She knew how I was. And then she came to me, she was like, what happened? I was like, listen, these people have been picking on me for so long. I'm the only black kid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really jarring me. And I almost started to cry in it. That's how vexed I was.
Yeah.
And she could tell. She was like, all right, don't worry about it. I'm going to go and speak.
What kid controls their emotions?
That's the only reason that I didn't get excluded for longer. Got excluded for one day because she backed me. Everyone else was going against me, obviously, as bro, they did. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a terror, bro.
Bruv.
That sounds like a nightmare. Sounds like hell.
Horrible, fam.
You couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah, 100%. When I was ready, I was good. I was done, man.
You don't want to remember that stuff.
I didn't have none of those kind of experiences.
But, yeah, so my school was just head down in the books to a degree. But then my brothers came through. By that time, something else racist happened. And we complained to the school board, and then everything shifted. Because I was like, fuck, because my mum was like, okay, I've had enough. My son's been through this. Now my younger brother's coming up. She's like, they're not going through the same shit. Mm. And then she was going to file a lawsuit in it against the board. And then they changed up. Then it was like, oh shit.
This we have to do happening. Something. We actually have to do something now.
So then there was some kind of like change. You
did
know,
you get like an influx of more ethnic kids? Kids from different cultures?
In the younger years, there was a couple more coming up through the younger years below me.
But not too many like that either.
No, not really. Nah, just a couple here and there. You know,
is it a private school, isn't it?
Yeah. No. So I don't think it's a state school in Harpenden. I don't know.
Is it still a state school?
I think so. It might be.
Dumb dark times.
I can't remember. Have a check if you can.
Surely, yeah. I feel like
but yeah, my brothers aren't me in it. So where I was calm and collected, my brothers were straight on site. It's like, who are you talking to? This, that, the other. Even to the teachers. Down to the teachers. They're just like, fuck you, running your mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So show me some respect.
Yeah, that's it.
Show me some respect.
I rate how they come up through. Because they must have thought, they were like me. I'm just going to be, I was chilled.
Yeah, that's what I
down. Do you know what I'm saying? But they was like, nah, bro, we're not having that.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? I was happy for that.
Good.
So I was like, I need to.
At the end of the day, man.
I need
like,
to set that precedent. Do you know what I'm saying?
Someone's got to start the chain of reaction. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, someone doesn't do that, it's just going to be the same rubbish for every kid that's coming through that school after you, unfortunately.
Yeah. And no, the main reason why I wasn't retaliating, because mum was like, you need to go to the school and do well. So in my head, I'm like, I'm not trying to disappoint my mum. She sent me all the way to this school. Do you know, I'm waiting for me to get in.
Well, she's good. She had you,
do you know
to
what I'm
start
saying?
Going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
imagine saying, if Cleen was born first.
No chance,
dude.
This bitch just said what to me?
Bitch.
The table. 100%. Yeah, so I think I was like the buffer for my family and other people coming through. Now the people there seem to be blessed. I don't know what they're going through in it.
It is a state school.
It is a state school.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Those are rich people that
go to that state school.
I'm just thinking,
because Harpenden's one of the wealthiest places, like one of the wealthiest towns in England. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think every 10th person's a millionaire.
Yeah,
or something like
so
that.
You're dealing with like a very upper class. So although it's a state school, it's not really a state school.
But listen to this: if that's the state school.
What's the private school saying?
That's what I was thinking.
Private schools there. They had private schools where they had tweed jackets.
Yeah, but that man there looking in like dirt. So you're the janitor's son.
Yeah.
That's the only way you got in here.
I said you're the janitor's son.
That's the only way you got up in here.
Oh, vexing.
Your dad works the groundsman. He's the groundsman.
More time. Yeah. Could you imagine that running now though with the council culture you have, where it's like if that happened to you now, it's like imagine you're in school now. Your mom could literally just get you to record it and blast them on the internet.
Yeah, it would have been very different.
It's a very different kind of culture.
I would have recorded this stuff.
Just blast them.
So you start chatting to me.
Was it?
Have you one of the ones where you just have a body cam and your little thing on your pen and your laser and that?
I swear that if I had one of those
ready.
Spy cameras,
little spy gear.
I would have been wearing that school every day.
Working for Blue Peter or something like that, doing some undercover work for Blue Peter.
That'd be cool.
Different thing. I remember them Blue Peter.
Or was it Watchdog as well? Watchdog used to do them things, innit? Used to send people into mad areas with little thing on that.
Used to be a little camera in their button. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it looked like a normal button.
What's her name? He used to do the weakest link.
I can't remember her name.
Do you know what you're talking about though?
Exactly.
She used to be jokes, man. The same woman used to do the weakest link. It's used to do Watchdog or something like that. She used to be chatting about sending people into like test goals and watch people do madnesses. But anyway, I'm going way left.
So your school was very different. All in all, it was good. I kept my head down. The majority of the time, I had my brethren's. You know, a couple of girls there that were nice, like me, etc. So it was all blessed. You know what I'm saying? All in all, it's good. But these are just a few.
I wonder why these
instances.
Girls liked him.
They're trying
to find out if the myths are true. They're like, chocolate black man.
But because I had to go in there with decorum, I was like, I had to be a certain way.
Man.
I couldn't just be myself. Do you know what I'm saying?
Did you ever get one of them ones when they go like that on you?
Huh? Bro, no, but there was a couple of jokes I used to tell as well, but some of these jokes I was just like, Nah, I'm just not even going to bother saying it.
Proud of my mum used to
mad
get
mad jokes.
Like, I got black in my family. Have you heard it? I heard this one. I've told you. But yeah. I got black in my family. They're hanging in my family tree.
Yep.
Hanging in my tree in my back garden. That's what they're saying.
Yep.
So you used to come with all these what? Bare different jokes. Yeah, bro.
That's not a joke. Just,
that's what I'm saying.
Bro, that's swinging. That's I've never
what would happen if we skinned
that's
you?
That's crazy,
would
you know,
be able to make something from you.
I'm that's like, mad. Like I've had
these
racism
are the comments
jokes.
That they come.
Right? I've had.
I'm there like.
I've had racist
I'm just
jokes.
Like. I was like, I want to fucking crash out right now.
That's a racist.
But then my
fucking...
mum comes in. She's like, you got to be good. I'm like,
that's a slur, bro. That's not even like. That's what they
but
call it.
Complaining to the teachers. Guess what?
Didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
It didn't happen.
That's it. That's the type of team.
I've only faced that type of racism in an Xbox chat.
Yes, but live and direct in your face, no
different.
Consequences for them.
That's mad.
And different. I've got to hold my own because I've got to make my way through school, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Xbox.
Yes.
MW2 chat is the only racism I've ever faced like that.
Yeah. But that's why I learned how to like get my own back and say stuff back to them, innit? Just watching how they are. I have my own little rhetorical returns and stuff like that for different people. But outside of that, coming from Lee Manor, I was there for like 6 months, wasn't I? After being homeschooled for a year, 6 months at Lee Manor, where it was like everyone's just playing with each other, fighting, jumping off roofs. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm really
like,
behavior.
Doing loads of different stuff. I'm really behavior. To go to Hubbardon where it's like, can't touch anyone. Skirts have to be a certain length. Man them with rulers, measuring people's
skirts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like, you got to be 2 meters apart from each other. All this
COVID.
Other stuff. Huh?
Man doing
before,
COVID rules.
Before.
Man doing COVID rules in school.
That's where they got it from. Like, it was completely different.
That's
so
mad.
I went from where I was able to interact to not interacting and then just getting this type of...
abuse.
Like, yeah.
Well, abuse. That's all it is. It's abuse.
I'm thinking that's...
And I was just like, wow, it's a very stark comparison to me.
To your school.
Culture shock, innit? It's huge culture shock.
Because he started, not with the same school, but...
We started in the same position being homeschooled and then going from homeschool, obviously, we went to a similar kind of school. That's he went to Lee Manor, I went Leland's. Mm. And then it's like, all right, cool, you're at Leland's for a bit. So it's just like, okay, cool, free, whatever.
Yeah.
But you got black kids, you got white kids, you got Asian kids. And he got slapped in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
It was peak.
It was mad.
It was peak.
Very different. Thanks to my boy Oliver, though, because when I first got there, man took me under his wing and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I had a buffer through him for a little bit.
Okay.
And then the shit came afterwards.
Yeah.
Oliver in the same year as you?
Oliver Randall, yeah, same year.
Yeah.
My boy.
There was friends from beforehand.
From Hillbrook School. So when from our juniors, so he was one of my brethren.
So you got lucky that there was someone there.
Yeah, literally.
Maybe we've been isolated from the get go.
Yeah.
The only the girls would like me because I'm a black boy. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Mad, isn't it?
It's cool. Couple
of them. Crazy. Couple of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Need that a few.
Got to be grateful for what you have.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, that's crazy. Hearing you when obviously I was there. And you'd come to me and tell me what's going on and all the rest. I'm like, this is mad.
Mm.
This is nothing compared to what I experienced. Because like the experience was so different having black kids around. Obviously, I went from Leland's to Halliard, which then turned into Barnfield West. Mm. So you're talking just black kids, just Lucy Farm kids, black kids, like the kids that are growing up on the estate. So you've got estate problems and your estate mentality within the school, 100%. But like, I just, even when we was talking, like you was talking earlier, it just kind of made me think about like the difference between your school and my school.
Mm.
And like, I didn't even deep this. We had a smoking area for kids.
What, in your
imagine.
School?
Yeah. This, like,
that's crazy.
Not a legitimate, like, okay, this is where the kids can go to smoke. That's but nice. Like, this is where the kids went to smoke and everyone know they went there every break time to smoke.
Oh,
and like, no
teacher didn't do a damn thing about it. Oh, bro, that's different. You know, the way you just said that.
No, but that's a smoker's area for the kids.
To paint it,
I don't care what you say.
That sounded like the school had set up an official box. This is like,
I thought a shelter was there. Smoking hut.
It might as well have said that. Because no one had ever, they're not getting in trouble. Like every once in a while, they would like, oh yeah, you can't do that. And they'd like enforce it for a little period of time. But it's never as substantial.
You know what's mad to me though, before you keep going on there? Smoking in school was never, it just looked to me like, what that? Fuck are you doing?
I hear it still.
What are you doing?
Oh, in school.
Yeah.
When you're in the
that
youth.
Don't look cool.
Makes no sense.
You smell like an ashtray. You still smell like an ashtray now, bro. You've come back in class. Do you think you're covering up with a little deodorant?
The Lynx.
Lynx.
That Lynx used to be a thing, man, bro.
Your breath is
in a cloud.
Your breath's kicking.
Yeah, 100%.
Kicking, bro. Fag breath. Moving different as a child, bro. That's crazy. And you thought that was cool. That just never, ever computed with me. Mm. How did that look cool to you? How did it ever equate to coolness?
Yeah. It never computed with me either. I never understood it. I was against smoking, like viciously against smoking. Mm. Viciously against smoking. But as I got older now, I've lost the judgment in it. And I'm like, okay, cool. I get how some of you kids end up smoking because like your parents are smoking when you was a youth.
Smoking, the what do they call it? The feeling of exhaling and inhaling is a calming technique, isn't it? Mm. So people actually technically go outside, have a fang and they feel calmer because of that actual motion.
And also nicotine.
Nicotine. So I understand why adults smoke to a certain extent. I don't agree with it, but I understand. But as a child, there's no...
No, I clock... I know, I'm compassionate to them on how they actually get to that because I'm like, oh, your parents have been smoking your entire life in the yard. You've seen it as normal. Like you've experienced as normal. Your older cousins smoke, it's normal. Your older siblings smoke, it's normal. Like you've got access. You could go to your parents, can I get a fag? And they'll say yes. So of course that's normal.
In itself.
That is crazy work. But like when I'm speaking to certain kids, that's what they're doing. Like, I'm like, how do you get anything to smoke? Like, how do you get the fags? They're like, I just ask my parents. I'm like, what?
That is.
Oh no, you ask your parents. They're like, yeah, I'll just say, mum, I need a pack of 16. They'll all go get me a pack of 16 from the shop and they go shop.
That's crazy.
You shouldn't have been a parent, but you should never have been a parent.
So I'm like, I get why you smoke. Why you're here. Like it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like although I hated it and I was against smoking, I didn't judge the kids for smoking because I did at first, and then I very quickly was like, oh, some of you kids are smoking just because you like it's so normal. Like within my household, it's normal not to smoke.
Yeah.
I can't even comprehend smoking. Whereas for you guys, it's the complete opposite. It's normal to smoke. So that's why you smoke.
You come in school and your school smelling, your clothes smelling of fag.
Like, they don't even notice it.
I know, but we notice it.
Yeah, we will notice it, yeah, but they won't even notice it.
I remember the kids like that.
Yeah. Like, I have more compassion for them because it's like, it's a bit peak. My schooling experience was very, very different. Like I said, we had a little smoking area. It was just unspoken. Here you go, you smoke over there. Until it kind of switched up a little bit, but I did switch up after a bit. And then it was just going to the back of the field. So it's like, still everyone knew that's where they were smoking because you could smell it. But it is what it is, isn't it? Or you'd go outside of school in it if you could. But school for me was... I had grown up in, obviously, I went to a school in Hotcar Ring for primary school, which is cool. Just primary school, great time, fun, play. Nothing's taken seriously because it's just your year 3 to year 6. So were you like, how old are you at them ages?
God, I can never remember. But you're young.
8, 9.
I think you leave year 6, year 11, 11, 12 years old.
11 years old. Yeah, so you're talking like 7 to 8, 9, 10. Yeah, probably 7, 8, 9, 10. Ages. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, cool. That makes sense. So like for there, it's just fun. Then I was homeschooled for a year, the best year of school, 100%. I excelled it. Best years of school when it comes to like my intelligence and me as a person. Worst when it came to like social skills. I fell behind on social skills because of that year. Because I'm only interacting with the same people all the time. So I'm not getting to understand different personalities, different ways of being, different lives, different, like, I'm not understanding any of that. So there was that in there. Then high school. Like, yeah, Leland's lit, great time. Then my parents had to take me out of that school because, like, this kid's just turned into a Badbury Pickney. And he's just going to get, he's not going to be what we need to put
you're
him
not
on.
Turning into a good citizen.
Yeah, we need to, no, I would have been a good citizen, just a Badbury Pickney at the same time. Like, I was like, I'd do good in class. Soon as I'm outside of class, though, I'm unruly in it, super unruly, like, unnecessarily unruly. But while I'm in class, I'm a good kid most of the time. Most of the time.
That's a crazy complex.
So it was like...
Usually a kid is bad.
Yeah, well, I understood time and place.
Oh, tactics and diplomacy.
So yeah, like my parents told me, like, when you're in class, be in class, focus in class. When you're outside of class, it's your time.
You understood that.
It's your time. So you can have your fun, your breaks, have your fun, do your thing. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to have my fun. But unfortunately, my fun was unruly, what would be seen as unruly behaviors. Mm-hmm. I want to play fight. I want to run around. I want to jump off things. I want to hit people.
Testosterone release.
Like, yeah. But in a school, it's unruly, innit?
To be fair, though, that's the things how we should have been doing in school, man.
That's how they should have been challenging us. But like,
It's crazy when you
and you got a deep. The year before that, all I did was unruly behavior every day, all day.
Mm.
Like us up in the garden. Time, yeah. Yeah, we're running around in the garden. We're fighting every day. We're play fighting every day. We're doing runouts. We're playing tag. We're up in trees, climbing things. We're kicking each other out of trees. Like everyone's dropped out of the tree at some point or another. And when when someone's dropping, everyone just stops. They're like, ooh. They hit the floor. Everyone's like, ooh. And then there's this little silence because you're like, are they okay?
Yeah. See the
and they get up and like, okay, they're gone. And then everyone starts screaming and then we carry on. Like, it's normal. The man that both of us can tell you at the exact same time because you know you've lived it so many times. It's just like there was. It went until where Kaleem dropped out the tree and it was a bad drop.
Yeah,
and it was like, you lot got to stop playing in this damn tree.
Yeah.
You lot got to stop playing in this damn tree because this is too much.
No bone spoken.
I think the first one was Kaleem, innit? First major one.
Yeah, first major problem. One, but he didn't break any bones.
Oh, didn't he say it? Even there? Oh, okay, see?
Yeah, but he fell out of the tree, but he fell from quite a high as well. He landed on his back, came up
and dropped, landed on his front. Yeah,
the man bounced.
He actually bounced off the floor,
came up like halfway up the tree stump.
Whoa.
And then he dropped back and went onto his front. And my mum was like, oh my God, my baby. But it was like a moment of silence. We're like, is this nigga gonna be okay?
Is he dead?
Is he dead? That's what you heard. And my mum came, but mum seen it. So mum was already on her way out and he started screaming, obviously. Because he broke himself.
Broke himself up.
He must have slipped disc or something.
I don't even know. He was fine though.
He was fine, yeah.
Mum took him, obviously, mum took him to hospital. He was just badly bruised.
Yeah. Robust. I saw was doing that stuff all the time.
Robust.
I remember one of the times I come out to the yard, there's the garage. You know the garage, innit?
Oh, yeah, the garage.
We said where we should just jump off into the bush.
Into the bush.
Bear in mind, this bush.
You man got no fear.
No fear. I remember coming out to the yard. I'm going to run out. I was like, whoa. I was like, wait, all of you have done this, yeah? Because they're trying to get me to go first. I was like, all of you have done this. I ain't get, because obviously you don't live there, so you might be getting pranked, innit?
Yeah.
And they're trying to get you to do some dumb shit first, so then they can see if it's doable, and then they'll follow up. I'm like, I'm not being the guinea pig here. Hold on. You lot done this, yeah? Like, yeah. I'm like, someone go first. Someone went. I was like, oh, okay, calm. Brother, when I look at it now, you see, do you remember the old wooden fence panels, the rubbish ones though, where it's just long.
They were in there.
They're across the middle.
Yeah, I thought they would be. I'm thinking, bro, I can't lie, I'm boring. I'm a boring child. I was brought up with consequences. I'm never doing that. There's nothing you could ever tell me to ever do that.
All I had to do was see one other do. I was like, calm, I'm doing it.
I'd have sat there on the edge of the thing watching you, man, jump off the edge. I'd have watched, like, oh, yeah, man, that's a good jump, man.
The thing is, we're starting to do stuff like that. We're like, what trick can you do in the air before you hit the thing?
I'm the guy, I'll tell you, man, what do you think about if you do jump this off this and there? And I'll never do it. I was like, if you men are willing, I'll start helping the form and all them things.
We was jumping.
I was born with so many.
To the point where the bush stopped growing in that area.
Yeah, so we had to stop jumping in it
because we had no cushion no more. It's just, that's when we started realizing, it's just fence underneath that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The amount of times we could have been impaled.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we and even the bush itself used to brock us up.
Remember we had to get the thick coats on. The first time we did it, scratch up underneath, lift up your shirt, scratch it open up. We're like, right.
Everything's ripping you up.
This isn't sustainable. Let's go get the thick coats.
So you went and got the coat that your mother bought you to mash up in that damn fence. Oh my God. See that there? That could never pass through my mind. The fear, I'm looking at it, I'm like, the coat that's going to be ripped through this fence is not worth
I'm not even
beating.
Thinking about this game. Right. I'm just thinking about the fun that
no, this is warranting a beating. So therefore, I'm not doing this.
We didn't even think about it. I wasn't thinking, this is going to rip my jacket. I'm just thinking, this is going to stop me from getting cut.
Hurt, that's it, and getting scratched up.
I was born with so much fear and consequence of my mother. I'm not doing that.
I'm in trouble for everything and anything.
But you didn't care about getting in trouble. Yeah. So I cared about I didn't want to lose any of my things.
No.
I didn't want to have no reason to not have any of my toys, my games. I didn't want my football taken away from me.
I think the thing that we loved the most was outdoors, and so one thing they would never take away from us.
That's happening.
The one thing that could we're taking your consoles are gone. All right, cool. But because now you're taking our consoles, they're still like in his yard. You got a deep though. Hold on. You got a deep. In his yard, there's five boys.
Mm.
So you take away all the consoles, now them boys have got to do something.
Yeah, and then
so they're just ramping with each other in the yard.
One can't handle
get outside.
It. That's it.
Go ramp outside. That's it, I ain't got to deal with your nonsense then. I ain't got here. I've got things to do. I've been working. I'm looking after you, Pitney. I'm cooking food and this and that and this. The last thing I need is five boys running and then there's a sixth one because I'm there all the time.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't need six boys running up and down in the yard.
That's cold. Yeah,
just constantly.
I'm thinking about that. I'm an only child.
And then we've got like he's got a big family, so then the cousins will come round.
Yeah,
that's what.
Yeah.
Get outside.
Yeah. That's where my one was a bit back and forth because I used to go to my nan's house 24/7.
Okay,
I was never just here.
Yeah.
I was always at my nan's house, so the field in front of my is literally across the. You can from the window you're looking at the fields.
Yeah.
My nan's house, so it's there. So my nan was like, "You're not grounded here." No matter what happened back home where you are here, when you're here, you're not grounded. Go outside.
Go outside.
But as soon as my mum found out that I was outside, she goes, What's going on here? My authority's not over here. My nan says, he's not grounded here. I can't be grounded because if you ground him, that means I'm grounded. That means I can't go out. That means I have to stay inside with this child. That means I'm grounded and then that can't happen. That so can't, go outside, you stay outside until I come back. When I come back, you come back inside.
Fair enough.
So yeah, that's how I was over there. But if it was here, because I'm the only child, my mum can do what you want.
Yeah, it's a lot
she
easier.
She can do that. You ain't going outside. You ain't all your things are gone. So I just behaved myself when I knew I was going to be back here most of the time. I wasn't trying to do nothing stupid. And plus, I had too much built-in fear. As I just said, I'm not jumping in no fucking fence. Crazy.
Yeah.
You're mad.
We did not have that fear. That fear factor was turned off.
Yeah. That was the only, I think it was the only freedom we had. So when we had it, we put it to the limits.
Yeah.
When we're inside the yard, if you break anything, it's long. You get beats or you get punishments. Nah. So we had to cool off in the yard.
Yeah. That's why we played games inside in the yard.
That's why. So it was doing things to the extreme. You know what I'm saying?
And we're outside. Apple roulette.
You didn't even see apple roulette as well.
What?
You never done that? Bro. That was the best.
That's apple, it's just about dark.
As well.
It's hard to see the apple.
You're throwing the apple straight up in the air. We're all in a circle.
And you got to stand there. You can't move.
Who can stay here the longest?
Yeah, who's got the biggest balls?
Some people will be like, oh, no, I can't duck it up. And next thing you know, the apple's hit right next to the floor. They're like jumping up. They're going crazy. Like, okay, everyone get back again. Let's go again.
You might have to play that now.
Might have to bring that one back.
It is so good.
Or we used to do apple fights.
Apple fights.
Go a couple gardens over, start dashing apple each other. We're going into apple's gardens to dash apple. No, to just apple each other. The apples are from his garden
from distance,
so we just go, all right, cool, we'll go garden to garden. We're just in other people's garden playing in their garden like it's ours.
Crazy, bro.
Every garden was our garden to play, not business.
Everywhere,
the block was our block. This is our garden. The amount of garden we got chased out, we're like, all right, cool, so we can't go in this one because these will chase us out
because you have to be Farley Hill, man. You're not really having anybody to say like you're gonna be beefing with
no.
I couldn't do that. Nance area, bro. You staying in your block, fam.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Bro, I'm in a marsh farm, innit?
Yeah. No, in my yard, in Lucy, I couldn't leave the house, bro. There was no leaving the house.
No way.
It was the back garden. That's it. Yeah. Done. There was no leaving the yard like that.
You're getting,
then.
I'm going to say, bro, you're just getting groomed. Yeah. Yeah. Step outside and you're walking to the farm. Yeah, what? What are you doing? Like, hold this.
Yeah.
And you've been to the game. So, bro, I said that you're staying on that field and that's it. You come back inside this house.
Yeah, fair enough.
But down here, it's the same thing. Like, we don't have to worry about that most of the time.
But these times there, we couldn't, like, it was more time just the gardens. Like,
I know what you mean, but you
block
could.
Of gardens.
Yeah. Even when the time came to go outside, you didn't have those issues.
No, you didn't have those issues. It was just play. It would just be playful.
Yeah, very playful, very innocent.
What, you mean, like, outside the front? We could only really go to Stockwood Park.
Stockwood Park.
One around the corner.
When you became of age, in your high school times, I'm talking about 15, 16, 17, when the game's really rife in farm, Stockwood as well.
We ain't got that influence. We ain't worried about that up here.
We're walking around
here. So we've got that, we can just be playful, we can just be innocent and it'd be okay, whereas over there you have to be, there has to be a level of mindfulness that you'd have to
you have
carry
to be a lot more streetwise.
Yeah, right.
And I got taught that because we grew up over there and you lived there, so we knew the street. But lucky that we kind of picked up being streetwise. And
you same thing because you was exposed to the fact every it was exposure, you knew,
bro,
what you
knew
need to know.
Yeah, yeah. So I was kind of,
you had to be streetwise. You had to be,
you know what I'm saying, because I could tell when things was like things are going to start kicking off,
exactly,
stuff like that. So I'll be like, okay, we got to go now.
Yeah.
Because this is not going to just be them, man.
This little situation.
Them, this can get further, do you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, all of us, we need to dip.
Move.
I'm trying to go and get some people and all this.
I want to get into another episode of like stories like that between us as well, man. Because I know there's enough of us, enough stories between us, bro. Luton was fun when we were younger.
It's calmed down. I think not calmed down. There's a lot of still stupidness, crime, stabbing, stupidness like that going on.
We hear of it less now because we're not around
We're not around it. And but I think it was on a higher scale when we were in 2010, 11, 12, obviously when Dells and them things was going on.
Oh, yeah.
And the carnival incidents and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't really hear that kind of level of things going on now. We had a lot of high-value gang violence going on at that time.
Do you think that kind of picked up after the youth houses got like kind of demolished?
Definitely.
Exactly what
happened. I swear, like, I remember, the youth houses closing down, this, that, the other. Like,
all of a sudden.
And then all of a sudden, the knife crime and yeah, got the madness
because went people
up.
Don't know each other.
That's what I'm saying.
No
but
unity.
Each other and then it's kind of...
No, we did. Certain people did know each other.
Fair enough. Okay, cool. But there's also the thing of like, now there's no place to put your energy.
Yeah.
There's no place to keep you occupied. There's no place to keep you off of doing certain things and keep you out of certain environments.
I'm going to throw one out there. Like, a lot of these roadmen weren't good at sports like that. So they hadn't really had the sports teams on the Sundays and this that, and the other to get rid of their energy. So them men were just out on the block.
Yeah.
Their energy is getting released.
Where do I go? What do I do? And certain people, like, they was kicked out of their yards and all the rest of it. They are very young ages, kicked out of their yards. You're talking like 12, 13, 14, getting kicked out your yard. Where are you going? What are you doing?
Mm.
You're bouncing off family sofas or if there's family allowing you to stay there, then you better hope so. If not, then you're bouncing between your friend's sofas, staying at one friend's house for the next, and then you need money. You need to pay for things. You got things to sort out. You ain't trying to go in the system. You ain't trying to go into foster home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what do you do? You're going to end up doing certain things because you got to fend for yourself.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a survival instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, the child's no different. It's got a survival instinct. It's going to go, what do I need to do to survive? Well, you lot are telling me you can help me survive. Actually, I'm going to follow you lot and do certain things. And then when you ain't got youth clubs where they would help the children,
mm-hmm.
you ain't got that intervention no
and,
more.
And
you
make
ain't
them
got
savvy
of them.
Watching out for these types of certain people chatting to you the rest on the roads. You ain't getting that. Because parents are not going to tell you that because they don't know themselves. A lot of them are first generation people coming from Africa, West Indies, or like some even Eastern Europe and blah, blah. So they're learning the same time as their children's learning about the street life and stuff like that. It's the second generation ones that I always look at a little bit different. I'm like, how are you coming from good family homes and still trying to do that kind of stuff? It was wild to me. It was so wild to me. Because I've got family members that do it.
Mm.
You come from good family homes and you're still influenced to that level to want to do it. I'm like, Bigwin, you know you can look to your left and
that
right.
That just goes to show you how impressionable a child is, though.
Mm.
A child is. And just the life as well, but a child, because that's a child that's been, you're saying, like, is being impressioned that way to then follow certain paths. But they've come from a background that's like that they should know better or should have been exposed to knowing better.
It's like me, man.
But it's like, how many hours do you spend in schools, though? How many hours did you spend in schools? How many hours did you spend around those environments with those people?
A lot.
So, and then how many hours do you spend at home? How many of them are you asleep? How many of them are you awake?
Mm.
So then it's like, okay, so you're influenced. You're actually being more influenced over here because you're spending more hours over here. So I can see why you got influenced in that direction. Because the hours, your waking hours, you spent more hours over here than you did here. So that naturally, that in itself is overdoing that. And then on top of that, you're an impressionable child.
But don't you think the words of your family and your parents and the people around you of telling you why not to go down that path, if you're getting those words, is just as much weighs into the fact of how long you're staying over there and baking with these
people?
Depends
on who you are as a person then.
Yeah.
So and
I still think like, yeah, but you're molded to the type of person you are from your environment, and hopefully your environment at home is pushing you in a direction not to go.
Yeah, but then also then certain things within a person are innate. So like when you're born, you have a personality.
Mm.
The moment you was born, you came with a personality. That's before the world's touched you.
Mm.
So in that moment, you've got these certain things that are innate to you. So maybe you as a person, you're more like, I'm going to pay attention to who do I value the most. That's who I'm going to listen to first.
Mm.
Maybe they're not that way. Maybe they haven't got that sense of security, or they're not rooted like that just within who they are as a being.
To me, I feel that's not given to you, but that's taught to you more by your parents if you have a close relationship with them from birth. Like, and you have a good relationship.
See, but what you said as well, good relationship. What if they didn't?
I know that. That's what I'm trying to say. I've already said that.
Oh, okay,
unfortunately, that's the problem.
Okay.
Why you come from a good home, technically a good background, and your relationship with your parents is so broken for you to still want to go down that route to get onto the roads. It's crazy to me.
Could also be that...
when things technically not that difficult.
Mm, I hear it when you say that.
They have a good connection with their parents and they're at the age where they want to break away. Do you know what I'm saying? When you're like 13, 14, 15. Like,
starting to become your own person.
Starting to try to like...
That rebellious stage.
Like, yeah. So maybe the right people come at the right time. They're gonna tie you away.
Mess up everything the parents done. All their work down the drain.
All of that gone.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think of that. I had my rebellious stage so later. I had mine at like 16.
I never had it.
I had mine at 16. That's when I was like,
enough. Because I lost a parent though.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't have a rebellious stage. Okay. I've only got one, so why the hell am I doing this? Yeah. I can't afford to give this woman stress to give.
Okay. No, see, mine wasn't a thing of like, I was under too much of a constraint. So I was like, I'm done with your constraint. Yeah. I'm done with being in shackles. I'm done.
That made perfect sense.
Yeah, so it was like, I was just had enough. So that's where I was. And it was like, when I speak to my mum about it, she's like, I don't even remember being that stressful. I was like, you hated me. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course. I was constantly in trouble.
Said, you hated
me. I did, but I didn't business. I was like, I'll do it in your face. And then I would like, yeah, I did it. I would admit that I did it. Jamal, did you turn your phone off so we can get hold of you? Yes. Give me your phone. Okay. Well, you're just not going to be able to get hold of me. Okay, I win. Thank you.
I don't know if you win, if I just keep you in the house and lock you in your room.
You can't. I've got places to go. I've got college to go to.
Yeah, that age. You're older than 18.
I'm 16.
Oh, you're 16.
I'm 16. I've got college to go to. I go six college on the other side of town.
My mom,
you
bad
have
breed.
No
had,
choice.
At that time, my mom would have taken my phone off me. You would have got no contact, and she would have just locked the door, and you would have gone fending for yourself, and then you would have figured it out for yourself, and that's what it would have been. I know it would have been my life, and you would have been happy with that, but I wouldn't have.
I'm going to his yard.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't have allowed to go to his house.
Why would you not be able to go to his house?
Are you mad? You're under punishment in my house. I'm ringing you if you dare. But in my house, this child, I'm doing a madness.
No, because my mum wouldn't want me to be like...
No, my mum would.
Oh, okay, your mum would be like...
That's how vindictive she is.
Okay, right.
So this is why I never used to want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Because I've seen it. My Uncle Phil got to that level. Social services were called. You've gone into social services. Go and find yourself another family to fix yourself up. Because I can't be able to deal with this now.
Yeah, see, now that was never even
in the house. I've seen it in front of me. Yeah, so when I saw that, I was like, what? No.
Okay, we're like...
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And he's like, what? My dad said, you thought you could go, you think other people want to take care of you the same way your family want to take care of you. Oh, go find out. Your bags was packed.
See, even within like my family's, within my family, like when cousins and all the rest of it, they'll just go to the one in the auntie's yard, and there'd still be restraints, and because now you've got to abide by that house rules.
So that would have never have happened.
You'd have to abide by that house rules, that house rules are, that auntie or whoever family you're going to, typically they'd come to my yard, to be fair. It'd be stricter than wherever you was.
Yeah. So I
remember
when
cousin Jack come and stayed with us.
Yeah.
And like, it's way stricter in our yard when he was staying at our yard. Like there were certain things he couldn't do and all the rest of it, and certain ways he couldn't behave, and he was like, raw. But you have no choice, because where else are you going? So you abide by this, and also you're in my dad's yard, so he's like, you're gonna abide by me or I'm gonna break you down. What you wanna do? What do you wanna do? Go back to your mom, which ain't letting you in the yard, so you defend for yourself. Stay here, abide by what I say, or I break you down. What one you wanna do? Go back and fend for yourself, or I break you down, or just listen to what I have to say.
Yeah,
I'll listen to what I have to say. Yeah. Cool. Cool.
Jesus.
So yeah.
We've lived quite different lives, but we've all ended up as good citizens.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say law abiding, but good citizens.
Yeah. Definitely.
Good citizens. I always abide by the law.
Yeah, like, man. Like,
I done broke the law today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Incriminating, you know, this.
Don't incriminate yourself.
No, bro, they do it all the time in rap songs these days, man. They ain't gonna do it. Have no pod.
That's part of the culture of them.
Isn't it?
It's crazy work, isn't it?
Crazy.
Snitching on yourselves.
I think this is a good one to stop this week.
Yeah.
We'll carry on though. I want more. There's more stories to tell. That was a schooling one, because obviously last time you spoke about your homeschooling a few weeks ago, innit?
Yeah.
Wanted to elaborate on it a bit. Deep dive. So yeah, next week I think we will do life in Luton, innit?
Yeah.
Actually, like outside of school, things that were going on and stupidness that we ended up getting
exposed to. Some silly things.
Enough silly stuff, man. I need to get Jaron on the pod. That he'll be hilarious, man. He's got stories for days.
Get him on.
I'll tell you, hopefully he watches this episode. I'll put the short out and be like, send it to him. Watch the thing.
We'll just send him this clip.
Yeah, I'll send him the clip. I'll send it
directly.
But like, subscribe, share. Helps with the algorithm. Everyone knows these things. It's weird now being a YouTuber and these things and asking for algorithm. And I'm so against algorithm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to really be forced to show me whatever you think I'm meant to watch on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But now I need it. So like the video and like everything, please.
Press the bell, all that good stuff.
Oh, I don't... have to push that as well.
Yeah, there's so much to do.
I hate that about notification gang to come and watch. Watch if you want me, man. I'm trying to be organic out here. We're organic.
That's it.
Watch it 3 days after it comes out if you want me, man. But as long as you watch it, I'm good.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Bless.